Beauty Queen and Single starts on BBC One on Monday night.
Beauty Queens. They've been crowned the most beautiful women in the country.
I will arrive late. I'm not going to arrive ugly.
I'm not a fake person. What you see is what you get.
If I was going to a Saturday night out, I would start getting ready during the week.
Pageants completely personify me. I absolutely adore them.
People would think that I'm quite stuck up, and I actually really like that, because I'm not.
But they all share one thing in common.
I'm single.
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 Totally single.
Because it's hard to find love when you're a beauty queen.
Men just don't approach me.
Yeah.
Do you think that we're hard work?
No. Yes.
Life is too short to be unhappy.
Do you fancy me or do you not?
But what would happen if we stripped their beauty queen image away?
Oh, God.
Each episode, one of our beauty queens will go undercover in a unique dating experiment.
5 dates.
5 different guys.
And no makeup.
There you go, Monday night at 10:40 on BBC One. Amira Graham and Rebecca Maguire from the show are in the studio with me. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
And we also have Karen Montague on the line. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
What's the show about? I think it's quite obvious, Rebecca, but give us a bit of a rundown of what we should expect.
So basically the show is about 5 girls who are former beauty queens, basically. I was Miss Ireland 2012, which seems like a very long time ago now. But basically what we do is we get a make under. So remove all the makeup, the fake eyelashes, the hair extensions, and send us on 5 blind dates with 5 different guys.
But I think it's important to note that the guys don't know of our beauty queen status.
Right.
So they just
You're just women without makeup.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to ask...
The horror.
Now, this might seem like a rude question, Amira, but how long does it take you to get ready?
Well, I suppose I have really perfected my routine in the morning, so it doesn't actually take me as long as you would think after years of putting makeup on and stuff like that. And I noticed
you've not actually answered that question, so go on.
I'd honestly say, like, if I was going to work, maybe like 30 minutes, because I wouldn't wear the full face
into
work.
Sake.
But if I was going for a night out, then
no, the full
I'd definitely
face, come
say
on.
I have
maybe
spent
like
a full
hour.
Day getting ready for a night out.
But see, like, I don't understand that. How can you possibly take a full day? You're just one person.
Well first you have to get your blow dry.
Salon, and then I have to go and get my nails done, and then I have to get my tan done. And
oh,
then,
no, tan's the night before.
Oh,
so
tan,
really takes 2 days.
Yeah, maybe over 24 hours.
Karen, it's making me feel tired even when I just listen to these two.
Oh, it does take a long time to get ready. If you want to make a good, like, if you're making an effort for a night out, if it's a special night out or something like that, and just girls in general, I think you like to look your best all the time, mm-hmm. and the whole process of getting ready is fun. So I think it's not just us. I think most girls are the same, to be honest.
Do you think it makes that much of a difference, Karen? When I say that, I don't mean in terms of how you look at the end, but just to how you feel about yourself once you've got your slap on.
I think it does. Everyone likes to feel their best, and if you know you've spent time and effort making yourself look as pretty as you can, of course it does, and you feel like you're ready to go out and have a fun night.
So Rebecca, then when they tell you take it all off, the makeup all off, that must be quite daunting.
Actually, I didn't mind too much.
You're a liar.
No, I swear I didn't, because do you know what?
You look ready for a night out now, so you've come in here all dolled up.
What are you on about with my face for radio on?
But you come in dolled up for the radio, you know, you look great.
Well, I have
sound like a creep now.
I have a few things to do today, so I wouldn't.
Liar.
I would do.
You put the slap on just for me. It's all right, you can
just
say it.
No, I mean, like, just to touch on the point that Karen made, it is a process, and you know what? I do enjoy getting ready, because you feel like you're at your best for going out or if you're at an event. But I am used to wearing no makeup. I mean, I would have went to castings for years, you know, across the country, and you can't wear makeup at those castings because, you know, the directors, whoever's picking you, they want to see you natural. Which was probably okay when I was 19 or 20.
Well, I don't know. I think that your makeup and the clothes that you put on, they sort of form part of your brand or your identity.
Yeah.
So if someone takes away, like, your fashion or, you know, what you wear, or even if it's something not as trivial as makeup, even if it's, say, something that you're proud of, like a degree or something like that, or a hobby, then if they take that away, then you're just stripped back bare
anyway.
Well,
that's an interesting point, because Amira, you work in law.
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah.
Rebecca, you work in a pharmacist.
I'm a pharmacist.
you're a pharmacist. Karen, you work in PR as well. Do you find, Karen, that, I'll ask you two guys in a minute as well, that sometimes when people hear the word beauty queen, they think dumb?
Oh, a wee bit. I think people think that you're just obsessed in how you look. And obviously when you...
Sure, it took Rebecca 2 days to get ready to come in here and talk on the radio. So clearly there's some truth in that.
And as well as that, like, if you're putting yourself on a platform to be seen and to, like, have people judge you based on, like, appearance. But what people don't understand is that beauty pageants are a lot more than that. And it's about, it actually does build your confidence. And it's something that I think is quite good if you have the opportunity to get involved in, and that you definitely should, because you can learn an awful lot about yourself. And it's not just standing there thinking that you look the best. It's actually, it can be quite challenging as well. So
is it really, Amira? Is a huge chunk of it not standing there and looking well?
You would think that, but I think there's a key distinction between pageants and even modelling. Like, when you do a beauty pageant, you're not only a model, you're also a role model. So most of the girls who've taken part in beauty pageants, they are really educated. They have to do a lot of charity work and things like that, because you have to sort of be seen to be helping people. There's so much more to that. Like, even in terms of points, like, it's not all based on how pretty you look. Yes, it certainly helps.
Well, that's fair enough. But if you didn't look the part, then you probably wouldn't be on that stage.
And as well as that, you're going to represent your country. So you need to have more than just a pretty face.
I judge a lot of the Miss Ireland contests from winning it. And through my experience as a judge, you know, you could be the most beautiful girl there, but see, if you don't have any confidence, or
you have plenty of confidence.
Oh,
in that clip, you could pick it, Rebecca. You were the one that said, "Do you fancy me or not?" Get the point. So why are you single then? You're all single. Why is that the case?
I suppose from my point of view, I was always very busy studying and, you know, very focused on my career. Now at the minute, can't say 100% single. But
I'm the same, yeah.
You're just going to have to watch the show to find out.
It's complicated. So yeah. This could be as a result, don't get me into trouble by giving too much away, this could be as a result, Amira, off the programme.
Yeah, you could say that.
You're just going to have to watch it on Monday night at 10:40 to find out.
Did you find that the men involved, they went on these dates, did they treat you differently when you didn't have your makeup on?
Do you know what? I think that girls don't really put makeup on for men. I think women put makeup on for women because men don't appreciate it. Like, they appreciate it, but they don't understand. Like, say, like I said to Rebecca this morning, no, I love your eyeliner, but like a guy wouldn't know that, like, you know, the detail you'd play
for
that.
The effort that, do you know what I mean?
So I don't think that the men necessarily...
Well, sure, Rebecca said it took her 20 minutes. She's such a liar.
But I really don't think the men necessarily care as much as other girls do. So, you know, I think it's all relative, isn't it?
Yes, go ahead, Karen.
Like, sometimes I find as well, like, guys actually prefer a more natural look. Girls have their eyelashes and everything done, but sometimes a guy prefers a girl to look more natural.
I find that interesting because my niece, who is 15, and my goodness, she is just obsessed with makeup. And so there's obviously an urge to put it on there for something. I'm not sure, Rebecca, if it's obviously for boys or for the other girls. It's like a competition, is it?
I think there's a lot of pressure from social media, in particular Instagram at the minute.
Oh, yes.
Magazines, everything like that. Yes. There's a lot of pressure on young girls. And you know what? From an insider point of view, where I have modelled for years, the images that you see portrayed are very much edited. Mm-hmm. I have a professional camera at the minute, and I'm not ashamed to say I edit the life out of my photos, because that's what Instagram is. You know, it's a picture of your best self, and that's not always reflective on what's going on in your life. But you know what? It's my image. It's my business as such. Okay. You know, I am a model. So
all right, we'll have to leave it at this point, I'm afraid, because we're out of time. Maybe we could have like a Radio Ulster pageant. Shan's up next. Shan, maybe you could take part in that as well. I'm not sure who would win. Maybe Mark Carruthers. Anyway, Beauty Queen and Single Monday. It's the 15th this Monday at 10:40 BBC One NI. And after that goes out, all episodes, all six episodes from the series will be available on the iPlayer afterwards. That is it for us today. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back on Monday at 9 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.